6. Building a new life. Hallucinating and restrained by sheriff's deputies and hospital staff, this once happy family man received an unexpected gift from God, a firm foundation in sobriety that would hold up through good times and bad.
We had been in the fields all day baling hay. When the work was done, the men brought out a gallon of Muscatel. I took a few drinks because I wanted to be like the men, and for a few minutes I felt like one of them. Then I fell asleep under the outdoor table where my mother fed the workers. When I was found, they carried me into bed, and the next day I got a scolding. I was 6 years old. My early years were spent on my aunt and uncle's farm. They raised me after my father and mother divorced. My father kept my two brothers and two sisters. My grandmother took me, the baby, and when raising a baby was too much for her, I ended up on the farm. Life was hard work in those days. We ate what we grew ourselves, plus a few store items we traded for. By age 8, I was guiding a horse-drawn plow by myself. In the family and in our farming community, we spoke only Spanish. It wasn't until I went to school that I was forced to speak English and was told that speaking Spanish wasn't right. I never felt I was a